USA Radio News.
A bipartisan group of senators will formally launch immigration talks on Thursday. The move comes as border control policy Title 42 is set to expire and states like Texas implement their own policies to secure their border. The Hill reports instead of trying to craft an agreement from scratch, the group is going to use already introduced immigration-related bills to try to assemble a package. Europe is ready to move on from COVID-19. The European Commission announced on Wednesday that the bloc would move away from its emergency phase of the pandemic. The Commission called upon the EU to increase vaccination, monitor COVID-19 testing, and evaluate travel rules and treatments. People paid their respects at the Washington National Cathedral on Wednesday to mourn the loss of the first female Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com, for quite a while now. They're headquartered at Shiloh Ranch in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away vets who need help, and we can't let that happen. Please help support the Liberty Projects by playing in their annual golf tournament June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Register at vetsandhorses.com. 100% of all proceeds are used for the program to help vets and horses. 100%. Government does very little for our vets. It's up to us, freedom-loving patriots, to make it happen. Help support this great organization and enjoy a great day of golf. Register today at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com. June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Register at vetsandhorses.com.
A German bank has a gloomy economic prediction.
Prepare for a major recession. That's a warning from Deutsche Bank, based in Germany, which first predicted only a mild recession was coming our way. Deutsche economists now say there's a better than 50% chance a major recession will hit the dollar next year. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Russia and the U.S. have exchanged prisoners. Russia released a Marine veteran jailed by Moscow, while the U.S. released a convicted Russian drug trafficker serving a prison sentence in Connecticut. Wednesday's exchange occurred as Russia's war with Ukraine has driven relations with the U.S. to their lowest point in decades. In related news, Microsoft said in a Wednesday report that cyber attacks by state-backed Russian hackers have destroyed data across dozens of organizations in Ukraine. The report notes nearly half the destructive attacks were against critical infrastructure. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The union representing law enforcement in Grand Rapids, Michigan is defending the officer who shot Patrick Leoya after video showed him resisting arrest and reaching for the officer's taser. The Grand Rapids Police Officers Association says Leoya's death is tragic, but it also said officers have a legal right to protect themselves and the community in a volatile situation. Tennessee lawmakers are taking a stand against those who drink, then get behind the wheel.
A Tennessee bill requiring drunk drivers in a deadly crash to pay child support if the victim was a parent is one step closer to becoming a reality. Cecilia Williams, who is now raising her grandchildren after losing her son to a drunk driver, believes drunk drivers who have killed someone in a crash can afford to pay up.
If you can afford to go out and drink and drive all the time, and you can afford to take that possibility of killing someone, then you can afford the consequences that are set ahead.
The Tennessee House and Senate have passed a bill that would have the driver paying the restitution until each child reaches 18 and has graduated from high school. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Republicans are introducing a bill aimed at stopping President Joe Biden from canceling student loan debt. The legislation states the executive branch abused its authority to pause student loan payments during the COVID-19 pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.